All right, we have one more storyteller. This is going to be no surprise. She is the creator, the guru of BitBash, which is the reason we're all here tonight. I'm very excited to welcome to the stage, Jamie Sanchez!
This is another one of those cases where I can't take all the credit for BitBash. It was, I'll get into it a little bit with my talk here, but it is me and many others. So before there was a BitBash, there was an email chain. And before there was an email chain, there was the 2014 Game Developers Conference, or GDC, as Bryce had mentioned in his talk earlier. That particular year, Chicago's indie devs were fluttering around the whole of San Francisco, kind of walking back and forth and just seeing all the cool stuff and taking it in. For several years they had been doing the same, but finally had been wondering about all the cool shit that was happening in indie game dev communities around the world and how come none of that actually was happening in Chicago. We spoke incessantly of hosting an annual event during this trip. Somewhere in Chicago, something. Events that can't be that hard, right? Like 100 people, 10 games, one afternoon. We can handle that. We networked with other event planners during this convention. We attended panels about community organization, hearing how other well-established indies had, in other cities, combined their limited budgets and local communities into successful meetups or other amazing conferences or sustainable co-working spaces. We partied at a two-story bar where lives like a warehouse party. It was really awesome. It's called Wild Rumpus, again, as Bryce had mentioned earlier. Just covered in video games and live music and just generally great people, all of them indie devs. Clearly 300 people, 15 games in one evening was achievable. Weeks passed after GDC. We had no concept of what the event was, who would take lead, or how to raise a single dime to actually host this thing. But we knew it had to happen before the summer's end. In 6 months, we were inviting people into a room with some rad games, and they were going to fucking like it. If it was underwhelming, we would just give them beer. This is rule number one of event planning, is you got to have beer. A few weeks later, we landed on this kind of gallery festival hybrid concept with projected games, DJ, and free beer. That's how we got people to actually come to the first BitBash. So 800 people, 30 games, one day, totally doable. The summer leading up to BitBash was a blur and new challenges were rising every week. I learned many things. Ticket pricing, email marketing, projector specifications, design contests, how to run one of those, city permits, who knew you needed them? None of us had pulled off something at this scale before. But we somehow collectively brainwashed each other into fumbling our way through it. Break things and ask for permission later, right? Like, that's how that goes? The ramp up to BitBash has gotten easier each passing year, but that first year was such a hot mess. In less than 24 hours, 1,000 people and 30 games would cram into Threadless's warehouse for an all-day party. There was also the 5% chance the city might shut us down. My nerves were shot, and there was the occasional taste of bile in my mouth, but the adrenaline rush kept me afloat. I think it saved us all, really. Before the doors open and people start playing games, I get into this weird dream state. This is every BitBash, where we're all rushing around to prep everything in time, and I barely register anything beyond the task at hand. Forget the line wrapping around the block. Ignore the friends constantly coming up saying hello. Gotta figure out how the speaker system works. Gotta make the station work. Gotta get the paperwork ready. This event is happening regardless of the millions of little flaws I see, the tiny little negative voice in my head, and the asshats who make video game culture sometimes unbearable. As my mom says with every meal, put extra love into it. Nothing beats the high of the 1 hour mark when nothing is on fire and volunteers have the energy to keep the event going. Nothing beats our tiny ritual of celebratory whiskey at the 3 hour mark. Nothing beats the joy of a kid who's discovering a non-AAA game for the first time. Nothing fills my heart quicker than seeing the love on our Twitter feed. Many from women and people of color and queer folk who finally have genuinely connected with a video game community that they can call their own. I've grown a lot since that initial email chain. I've learned about the strange high I get from planning stressful community events. I've learned to offset the stress and push through the uncertainty. And best, I've learned that BitBash organizers and volunteers really do put the extra love into it. Thank you.
Now, Jamie, when is BitBash this year?